You are listening to The Food Fix. I'm your host, Max Johnston. In this episode, we're going to talk about the sweet potato. Here in the States, we like our sweet potatoes fried, sweetened, and tater-totted. But the nutritious sweet potato is more than just a side dish. Sweet potato is also a cheap and resilient crop. So, while it's a popular food here, it can be a livelihood for low-income farmers, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. But there's a small problem, or should I say a big problem in a small package. We may enjoy sweet potatoes, but so does the weevil, a small brown beetle that resembles an ant. The weevil loves the taste of sweet potato.
Sweet potato weevil is the most devastating insect pest of sweet potatoes worldwide.
That's Brooke Bissinger, an entomologist at AgBiome, a biotech company in North Carolina. She says the weevil likes to eat and live in sweet potatoes. But in the process, they ruin them for everyone else.
The insect lays its eggs in the sweet potato itself, and then the larvae or the immature weevil feeds on the potato, and it causes the potato to get full of feeding holes and feeding damage, but it also causes the potato to make chemicals that are both bad-tasting and toxic to people and animals.
Weevils can be especially devastating to African farmers, because sweet potato is a low-value crop that doesn't fetch much cash in the open market. Here in the States, farmers spray pesticides to kill weevils. While it's effective here, it's not really an option for farmers in sub-Saharan Africa.
Chemicals are really expensive, and like you mentioned, it's a very low-value, poor man's crop that people are growing to feed their families. So the cost for them to use insecticides in these African countries is much more than the cost of the crop itself.
And because there are so many farmers in the region, it's very easy for weevils to spread and devastate other crops. There are certain cultural practices to stop the spread of weevils, like rotating your crops and burning infested sweet potatoes. But those require a lot of work and time that those farmers might not have, especially if they need to feed their families. So Bissinger and her team at AgBiome are looking for cheap and effective ways to protect the sweet potato from weevils. And they're doing this by studying microorganisms and bacteria that are already present in the sweet potato and the surrounding soil that can fight off the pest. This isn't an entirely new concept. There's good bacteria all over the place. There's good bacteria in your stomach to help with digestion. Even yogurt is made from healthy bacteria that ferments milk.
So there are good bacteria that can control bad bacteria or even other organisms. So there are good bacteria that can control insects.
Using good bacteria to fight pests has been done before. BT, short for Bacillus thuringiensis, is a common bacteria in soil that kills insects.
And people use it to control all kinds of insects, mosquitoes. It's like super commonly used in agriculture and insect control. But BT isn't the only microbe that's out there. So we're really interested in looking around sweet potatoes in particular to see if there are other bacteria that are beneficial that could kill the weevil.
If AgBiome finds bacteria that fight weevils in the sweet potatoes and their soil, it could be used to give African farmers cheap and easy access to an effective weevil pesticide. For the next 3 years, AgBiome, with a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, will be identifying microbes and bacteria in sweet potatoes and soil from sub-Saharan Africa.
Hopefully, once we find something, we'll go over to Africa and test it against the species that they've got, and then work with partners over there to get it out to the growers.
What do you think about AgBiome's plan? Can we use bacteria to protect sweet potatoes? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. Support for The Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. You've been listening to The Food Fix. I'm your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.